What's going on, everybody? It's the Burn Down. We're back for another episode.
We back and we're better.
And today is going to be a good one. Do a little social interaction. We're going to be doing sports. We're going to be sparking it up, talking it out, and burning it down, baby.
You kidding me?
Who's ready for this?
I hesitated. Sorry.
It's all right.
I was not ready for you to drop the line. I was just staring at you.
I like the pause, though.
Because build the suspense. Build the tension.
Yeah, that was good. I like
that tension.
We got a lot of stuff.
Yeah, and it's going to be a good episode. We're just going to kind of shoot the shit.
Let's calm it down.
I'm excited, bro. My heart's racing.
Let's slow it back.
So let's go right into what we're going to be smoking today. So,
yeah.
I brought us to Tatuaje's new sticks. They have the Me and the Me Too.
Whoa.
So these actually were recommended to me by Frank at Matadors. We mentioned Frank on our podcast before. A very knowledgeable guy.
Shout out to Frank.
Yep, for 20 plus years. I walked into cigars. I said, what do you got new? He goes, I got these Tatuajes. I said, I'll take both of those.
Hashtag so, me too, baby.
Hashtag me too. So, Eric.
How do we do this?
Ooh. What do you got for me?
How about we do this? Ooh. I'm going to cover the labels. You pick one. Which one you want? Left or right? What do you got?
I think I have the me.
Me too. Well, smoking the me too.
Yeah. I got the me. And you got the me too.
All right. That's how we should just do that from now on. Just whoever brings them, blind it. Just if they're different, them. If they're different, Hinka.
I like it.
I like that.
It's a good idea.
All right, let's crack right into these bad boys. Today we're just doing some beer. Just an ice cold beer. It's a beautiful night here in Long Island, New York.
Feeling like the fall.
Oh, I cannot Feeling wait. Like the fall. I cannot wait.
It's definitely hashtag hoodie season right now.
Love it. This is the best time of year. But in my personal opinion. Comment down below what's your favorite season. Mine's fall. I love it.
I like being from New York, so you gotta enjoy all the seasons.
Love it. I mean, each one makes you appreciate the next one.
Exactly. That's why I like summer so much, because I fight through the brutal winter.
I know. And then when you get towards the end of summer, you get 105 degrees, and then you get into the fall, leaves start changing, you get the smell of firewood, and then all of a sudden you got Halloween, Thanksgiving, Christmas right around the corner.
Bing, bang, and boom.
So, give us a minute, we're going to cut these, we're going to light these, we'll be right back.
Uno momento. So, we're back.
We're back.
We are lit.
And before we get going, we're making it a habit. Here's to episode whatever this is.
It's episode this one and many more to come.
Whatever one we dub this. Salud.
Cheers.
That was such a gentle cheers. That was like a Bob Ross cheers.
That was elegant.
Love Bob Ross. By the way, shout out to Bob Ross. I know he passed away. May he rest in peace. Used to watch him when I was younger.
He's on Netflix now, so when you need to go to sleep, who are you putting on? Bob Ross.
Dude, he's fantastic. Didn't I talk about that in one of our episodes?
Maybe.
Like, what was the worst gift you got or something like that?
I don't know if that was on one of the episodes or one of the episodes we lost. So
that was a lost episode?
Wow.
New playlist? The lost episodes? Are you kidding me?
Wow.
Bro.
I think it was on the lost episode.
I think so. So. Anyway, he came on Netflix, and I've been watching. His voice is so gentle, so calm, so soothing. Just such a happy guy. Like, he can do anything. You can never be mad at him.
He can put you right to sleep.
He's such a nice guy.
Put him on.
Anyway, it's filming this on a Tuesday. We got the Tat Tuesdays. Hashtag Tat Tuesday.
Tat Tuesday. It's going up on a Tuesday.
It's going up on a Tuesday. So.
I like it.
Me too. He's got the me. Gonna smoke these, drinking some ice cold beer.
Ice cold beer.
Hey, get your beer.
All right. We're drinking beer, smoking a nice stogie on Tuesday.
How you fucking doing?
I wanted to say real quick was.
Yeah, tell them. Tell them what we got.
We've been collaborating a little bit.
We have a couple ideas marinating.
Yeah.
A couple ideas marinating.
So, we were thinking about a way to get everyone interacted. Even a little bit more. We appreciate all the messages that we've gotten. But now we're thinking about starting up a hashtag And simple is just burn down podcasts and throw it in your story when you post it, throw in your video, and just put up a picture of you watching the burn down while you're smoking a cigar or just watching the burn down, and put hashtag the burn down.
Yeah.
Or hashtag burn down podcast.
Hashtag burn down podcast.
Hashtag burn down podcast. Put it right here.
Right here.
And if you can't hear it, it's on the video. So go check it out.
So hashtag burn down podcast. If you're going to be doing a post on your actual page, you know, post yourself watching it. Maybe you were smoking a cigar that we reviewed and you want to tag us in that. We'll put the hashtag. That's totally fine. If you want to put in your story as well, we can screenshot the pictures. If you do have a video on your story, we just ask that you save it. Yeah. Because if we do pick you to feature you on a show, we're going to ask you for the video. So.
And even message us. Just throw us a DM. Say, hey, I did the hashtag. I posted. Check it out. And we will. We'll get around to it.
Mm-hmm.
But the whole point of it is that so we can feature our top five favorite posts that you guys put up. And we'll throw on the podcast. We'll give everyone a shout out and whose pictures we like.
Yeah.
And we'll try to make it a thing. We'll see where it goes from there.
Yeah, I think it's going to be good because we really want to get you guys involved. And in the future, we're probably going to do a live Q&A where we just have recording off of one of our phones and have the other phone up for a live Q&A, and we'll just answer questions like that. We're going to be having some of our friends and some of our, in the cigar industry, some people that we know we've been talking to on the show. For interviews and stuff. So we have a lot of things in the works. We got a lot of ideas. Mernating.
Who are we meeting on Friday?
Oh, just now. I know. Want to just shout him out quick?
Should we hold off or should we just let him know?
I don't know. Should we hit him? Hold on. Give us a minute or so. We got to talk this over. Hold on a sec. We'll be right back.
Yo, 1 second.
All right, we're back. So,
Justin, let him know.
We're going to be meeting. So, we're filming this on a Tuesday. This Friday, we're going to be meeting Nova Cigar at an exclusive spot in Manhattan. That's all I'm going to say. I ain't going to tell you time. I ain't going to tell you place. Say. It's just Nova Cigar. That's it.
That's it.
That's it.
Oh, that's it. Oh, you from Westchester?
Oh, that's it.
That's all we're going to say. So, it's we're looking forward to it. Meeting the owners of Platinum Nova, and that's all we're gonna tell
that's
you.
It.
We'll tell them too much already. We'll tell them experience another day.
You told them too much. Well, we haven't even experienced it yet, but we will tell. We will talk to you about that. And anyway, what else we gonna talk? Sports,
football starting real soon.
Oh, who's your team, man? I know the team, but tell them who the team is.
Come we already on. Talked about.
I know, this, but the, tell them anyway.
The Jets, Jets. Let's go.
This
Come
guy.
On, man. Let's bring it around this year. Let's do something productive.
I don't even want to tell you who I like because we ain't doing shit this year.
Wow, I know that. You got I one person to watch.
I know. Well, you know what it is? I'm a Giants fan. He's a Jets fan. But I'll tell you this right off the bat. The only time that I'll be rooting against the Jets is when they're playing the Giants.
Yeah.
If they're playing the Giants, I'm rooting for the Giants. But if it's a Jets versus somebody else, I'm going to root for the Jets. I'm going to root for the New York team. Okay?
It's a cop-out.
Yeah, I'm not a total asshole.
Will you root for the Buffalo Bills?
Actually, I would, yes. If I go Giants first, then Jets, then the Bills.
I got to tell you, out of all the New York football games I've been to, the Buffalo Bills are the best fans and have the best tailgates.
Oh, fantastic. Oh.
Bills Mafia? You kidding me?
Let's go, Buffalo.
If anyone's a Bills fan, hashtag Bills Mafia, shout out to you guys because you guys have the best tailgates, the best fans.
Oh, they're great.
I've been up to a few times up in Buffalo, and by far it's the best. Everyone just gets rowdy no matter where you're from. As long as you're a Buffalo fan. Everyone gets together. Everyone gets a little crazy. The videos used to be coming out where they used to be doing the freaking elbow dives on the tables.
They're nuts. Yeah, they turn into like WWE superstars.
So hashtag Bills Mafia fans are where it's at. So,
all right, who do you think is going the whole way this year?
Oh, God. I mean, I could tell you he's going to be in the playoffs again, at least in the division championship.
Okay. Patriots, duh.
Patriots. Oh, I mean, look at their division. Miami, Jets,
Yeah, I Buffalo. Mean, they do have a garbage division, but it's like they have the best quarterback coach duo.
No Gronk, though.
Arguably of all time, we'll but see. They're, and they're also in one of the worst.
We're going to see how good they are with no Gronk. No Mr. 69.
They're still going to make the playoffs.
I mean, they do have Josh Gordon. So Josh Gordon, you know, after his congenial time back in the league after getting in trouble with that marijuana reefer addiction. So we'll see how he does. He's a beast regardless. So
I'll tell you what. I'll tell you one thing. As a betting man, I'm never going against Tom Brady in the playoffs.
True that,
bro. I mean, numbers show. I ain't going against him.
Speaking of Tom Brady, this is the. I mean, I've always despised him, and this goes against probably my Jets religion.
Well, your Jets always give him a good game. I don't know what it is. Just matchups, the rivals. They just so Jets could be the worst team in the league, and they play the Patriots, and it's always a good game.
Always a good game, man.
Majority of the time.
Last time I went to a Jets game was versus the Patriots, and we did beat them in overtime. Eric Decker cornered the end zone overtime. Boom.
What are you saying?
It's a good game.
So what were you saying, though? You were...
I did pick up Tom Brady for my fantasy team this year. He was lying... Come on, man. He was lying around there. He was just in the open, and you just had to do it.
How is he just lying around there? Kind of league are you in where nobody picks him
up? My league is three keepers, so it's really unorthodox. You know, you don't really hear three... Every year, you keep three players. You want to hear my keepers, bruh?
Tell me your keepers.
Saquon Barkley.
Bro.
Christian McCaffrey.
Bro.
And T.Y. Hilton. Pre-Andrew Luck retiring. But
that's crazy.
But I got like two top five running backs. That never happens.
Dude, you can't just coast over Andrew Luck retiring. How crazy is that?
I know, man. I mean, the guy was hurting. And
you know what I didn't like?
You didn't like the Indianapolis fans booing him.
How do you boo him? That guy's...
That man sacrificed his body, put his life on the, not his life, but his body on the line for you guys.
You realize that he played with like a lacerated spleen or kidney or whatever it was?
His stats are unbelievable.
Played with it.
And actually played with it? And actually played with it?
Actually played with it?
You know that's wrong?
Yeah, Sandlot, yes. Bro.
Yes.
You mean actually played with it?
But yeah, man, his stats, you know, are crazy. And he's like on the caliber of like, he's in the same realm as Peyton, like stats with Peyton Manning.
He's nuts. So, did you ever see his in college when he played for Stanford? There was, I believe it was a fumble or an interception. I don't remember. But all I remember is, because you know he's a big guy. He's like 6'4".
Huge.
You know, 240. He's a big dude.
Huge.
So in college, there was a play where they turned the ball over, and the guy's running back, and he got past, like, the first line of guys, and it was basically just Andrew Luck. And Andrew Luck comes out of nowhere and lays him out. Just completely lays the guy out. And the announcer's like, was that the quarterback?
He's like a linebacker.
Dude, Google it, okay? It was just like Andrew Luck, Stanford hit. And it was, like, for a quarterback, this is beautiful. Just comes, just runs. No, like, complete disregard for the fact that, hey, I might get injured as a quarterback, and I'm the most important person on the team. He just lays the guy out completely.
Just do it.
It's great.
You know what I'm going to miss, though? I'm going to miss him getting mic'd up and him congratulating and giving the guy a pat on the back every time I got sacked.
Hey, man, good tackle.
Yeah, he's such a nice guy.
Hey, man, good sack there.
He's such a good guy.
Hey, I saw you trying to strip the ball there. Good try, man. Yeah, no try.
Somebody, I think they interviewed some people when they had a special on Andrew Luck. They interviewed some of the linebackers, whatever, and they said he was so hard to just, you couldn't get mad at him because you'd hit him as hard as you could, and he'd get up, be like, yo, good hit, and you're like, this fucking guy, like, I just hit him as hard as I possibly could, and I'm a grown-ass man, and he's like, yo, good hit, man.
Psychological. He knew what he was doing, psychological warfare.
I love that. He's such a good guy for the game of football.
Come on, man. Now you got to think about doing that psychological warfare when you're like in a bar, right? Some guy's trying to start with you. You know, you calling you out. Hey, man, you got nice hair. Nice hair, man.
Did you ever see that video where the guys try to pick a fight and then just take their pants off mid-fight?
Yes.
Did you see that? And the people are like, oh, I'm fighting a guy with his pants off.
Well,
that's a good move.
I really want to know what it's like if someone's really trying to start a fight with you in like a bar and like they're really enraged with you and you're like, hey, man, you got great eyebrows. I mean, you get them plucked.
I love the color of your eyes, man.
Yeah, wow, that way that suit jacket really fits your shoulders.
Dude,
really
you
nice.
Trimmed your beard. It's like beautiful.
I want to see, like, I'm sure there's something on YouTube, like people starting and commenting, but it's funny. So, yeah, good luck to Andrew Luck retiring.
Yeah.
So we'll see what happens to him next. I'm sure he's going to be an announcer and be the next Tony Romo calling all the plays.
Yeah. Tony Romo's great, man. He's like a.
I never liked him as a football player.
He just yeah.
But I like him as an announcer because it's fun to listen to him call everything out.
So who's on your fantasy football team?
I think I had a pretty good draft.
Because all you guys that don't know, he's a big fantasy football player. You like fantasy football?
Yeah, unfortunately.
Unfortunately, that sounds like you didn't have a good good draft.
No, I did have a good draft. I'm just saying, it just gets you. See, I'm a guy that likes one team. There's guys that have five fantasy teams, three fantasy teams every Sunday.
So much to manage.
It's so much to manage, and there's just so much stress. It just brings away the game because you might have like Todd Gurley on one team, and then you're playing against Todd Gurley. So what's the point of doing multiple teams?
So that's a good point. I never thought of it that way.
So I like having one team and just one set of people I have to worry about. And that's what it is. And
so you got Tom Brady.
You remember last year when we were watching, I think, the Miami we were watching one game. I was in the playoffs, and I was like Keanu Reeves in freaking Hardball outside the bar watching Michael Jordan. Did he hit it? Did he hit it? Did he make it? It's good. It has ups and downs, just like anything else.
Because you need like the most specific things. That you're like, I need them to get a touchdown, but it can't be from this guy because I'm playing against them.
Yeah.
But I need a touchdown from this. But I need the quarterback to throw a touchdown because I have the quarterback.
I need Saquon Barkley to score, but I have the defense. So I need, you know, it's like, I came a long way. I'm in the same thing. My buddies have been doing it since high school. And I've been out of high school for 10 years. So, and I remember being in 12th grade Spanish class, and then we didn't learn Spanish. They talked fantasy football. Me and my other buddy would just be like, shut up about football already, like whatever. And I never got involved with it. And they did it before I started. So I've been doing it for a while now. And I was like, listen, I like football. I like watching it, but I don't know all the players. I don't know. And just get involved with it. And I'm like, all right, dude, now that I know fantasy football, I can tell you the backups. I can tell you who's going to be what, who's going to break out, why you should pick this player, why you shouldn't. And it's like, it's good because it gets you involved in the sport, and you have a diverse conversation with other people,
mm-hmm.
but it's also stressful. So
super.
I think we pay like $150 a person. So like,
oh yeah,
the pot's pretty big. So, but anyways, who's on my team? We got,
yeah, let's start with quarterbacks. Tom Brady,
got Tom Brady, Saquon Barkley, Christian McCaffrey, T.Y. Hilton, Tyler Lockett, who was a nice pickup because...
Who's your defense?
I saved him to the last, the end. I think I picked the Ravens. But the defense is... Defense, you can alternate.
It's not the most important part of your team.
You can be matchups. So.
Well, at least not. Defense is the most important part of a team, but not in fantasy football.
Yeah, in fantasy. I mean, I picked the Ravens. They lost a lot of players. C.J. Mosley, Ed Reed, who's in the Hall of Fame now, who follows your boy on Instagram.
Shout out to Ed Reed. Follows us both, bro.
Yeah, buddy. Congrats on the Hall of Fame.
Congrats, brother. You deserve it.
So, yeah, T.Y. Hilton, Tyler Lockett. I picked him up because Doug Baldwin's out. And Tyler Lockett's kind of surprising everybody. So he's kind of the number one guy over there. So I said, fuck it. I'll just use my pick against him. Tight end, I have Hunter Henry on the tight end on the San Diego Chargers. Beast. Kicker, I don't know who I picked for a kicker. Or whatever, whoever it is.
Chargers, they're not San Diego anymore. Aren't they L.A.?
Oh, yeah, L.A. Chargers.
I was just saying, like...
Dumb.
I was going to say Las Vegas. I'm like, no, they're...
So,
anyway.
And we got on my bench, you got Cortland Sutton, who's the number two over there.
Sutton.
Cortland Sutton on the Broncos.
You got something for Sutton?
He did a little. He did okay last year. I had him on my team last year. Jameson Crowder just got traded to the Jets, so now I have him on my bench. I have a Jet player.
And there you go. I was going to ask you if you had Jet players.
Yeah.
I feel like being a Jet, you have to.
Usually don't. I think it's like the first year I actually have a Jet player. I have Curtis Samuel, who is a receiver for the Pittsburgh Steelers, and he could be a potential breakout, and so I picked up him. And then who else? I got a running back. It's the backup. They just drafted him this year. He's a rookie for the Vikings. He's a backup for what's-his-face, who tore his ACL last year in the first or second game of the Vikings. Can't remember. The number one running back for the Vikings. I have his backup.
Adrian Peterson?
No. Not Adrian Peterson. Anyways, I have the backup for him in case that guy goes down.
Where's ACL?
Hold on. Where's my phone?
It's gonna bother me.
Do it.
So then who else? Then I picked up Kyler Muller just for shits and gigs.
Why not?
Yeah, so I had an extra spot. And then, yeah, it should be good. So we'll see. We'll see what happens.
This is definitely going to be an interesting year.
It's definitely going to be an interesting year. And this is the last year everyone has three keepers, because next year we're throwing everyone back in the pot and we're redoing everything. So it's like the year to go all out.
Oh, okay.
So I'm in a pretty good position with the running backs I have. So we'll see. But you never, nothing's a sure thing in fantasy football. So I won't, I'm not betting too much on it.
Fantasy football, it's tough. One of the reasons that I stayed away from, well, first, I bet on football. Anybody who knows me, I'm a sports bettor.
A gambler. He's a gambling man.
But fantasy football, what I found is I heard too many stories about, you know, for instance, you pick up the number one quarterback in the league and then...
Dalvin Cook.
That's who it was.
Okay, Dalvin Cook.
That's who it was.
You pick up the number one quarterback in the league and then something happens and he's out for the season and you're kind of SOL on your team.
It is. I don't really bet. That's why I do it. So... I don't really.
Well, that's why I bet on individual games is because in the fantasy, I don't want to be, you know, you get your whole team like, oh, I got a solid team, and then one or two guys get injured. And I'm not wishing anything, you know, I don't want anybody. Hopefully it never happens, but I've heard where it does. And then you're kind of SOL because you're stuck with that team for the rest of the year.
That's why I made daily fantasy now. The degenerate people.
Which is why I just bet individually, because if somebody gets injured, I don't have to bet the team. I can bet.
You don't have to commit.
I don't have to commit. I can bet other things. But I think I'd asked this and we might have gotten off topic, but who do you think is going to win the whole thing this year?
Oh, that's right.
You had to just pick a team. Let's pick a team. Who do you think is going to win and who do you want to win?
I mean...
Obviously, you want the Jets to win. Obviously, I want the Giants to win.
I really want the Jets to win.
But that ain't happening. Oh, I know. It's okay. Let's just put that right
there.
So,
I mean, New Orleans is definitely going to be up there. Easily, no doubt. Patriots, no doubt.
No, Saints, man. Drew Brees, it's his time. I think...
Kansas City.
Yeah.
I mean, Rams. I think Kansas City, Los Angeles, New England, and New Orleans, I think those are the four.
So, it's basically going to be the same four as last year?
I mean, there's going to be people hit and miss there, but I think those are the top four going into it right now.
I think, they are. I looked at the odds, and they are.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Wow.
They're the top.
Pretty fucking spot on, if you ask me.
What's interesting about football, though, is when you get into the playoffs, it's a one and done. It's not a series.
Anything goes,
man. Anything goes, man. You can just have a breakout game. Anything goes. But I think I think that the Saints are going to do it this year.
The Saints should have been in it last year.
And that's why I think they're going to do it, because I think they're coming for blood. Because they got the shit end of the stick last year.
Well, think about it. They won a Super Bowl when Hurricane Katrina happened. Huge catastrophe. Now, it's not obviously the same caliber, but they kind of got, like you said, the short end of the stick.
I felt bad for them.
They want blood.
They're coming for blood, man.
Sean Payton is looking for freaking someone to stomp on. So,
I know you hate his, well, don't hate his guts, but you're not an avid fan of Tom Brady.
Listen, growing up, my whole life, I just hated him. Now there's a certain point, now you just have to respect him, and it's like, it's just a norm. You can't knock the guy, man.
Yeah, no, I think I appreciate greatness when, you know, I give credit where credit's due, and I appreciate watching greatness.
You don't have to like him, but you have to respect him.
Yeah, I kind of do both, because I'm not one of those guys that you're an avid blood, you know, I bleed this color and I'm 100% into this and I can't stand all these guys. I go, you know, it's just you're getting all worked up over football. Like,
there's more to life.
Yeah. Stop getting, you're letting, you know, let's say Tom Brady goes and throws 500 yards and just destroys your team, and then you let it ruin your entire week. Like, just relax. It's just for football, man.
Like,
listen, you just witnessed a fantastic game by a Hall of Famer, arguably the greatest quarterback ever touch a football. Okay, greatest winner. People can argue them. There's plenty of other, as I said, arguably, there's plenty of other quarterbacks.
Modern day.
But hands down, he's one of the greatest. And I just appreciate and I enjoy watching greatness. Right. This is why I love watching LeBron. I loved watching Kobe. I love watching, I loved watching Wayne Gretzky. I love watching any of these guys that are the greats, because 50 years from now, when they're talking about, oh, you remember when he played? I can say, yeah, I do remember when he played. I watched it. It was great. But again, you don't let it.
I agree.
Get you all worked up. Just football, man. It's more to life than
just football, Americano, man.
And it's not like you can do anything about it. You know what I'm saying? People get all worked up over he destroyed us, and I hate that guy's guts. Do you really hate that guy's guts? No, because if you met him, you'd be kissing his freaking feet, asking for an autograph. So man, you don't really hate his guts.
I met Robert Kraft in Boston, and he was actually a really cool guy.
Kraft?
Robert Kraft, the owner of the Patriots, you know, who got recently busted at a massage parlor with a couple special ladies lying around. Yeah, that guy. He was, I think I was in this place, like, it was called like Capone's, and it was like a bar / a restaurant or pizza spot. And I was there with a bunch of my, you know, a couple of my friends. And he was just hanging out in the middle of the restaurant like an average Joe. And I'm like, is that Robert Kraft over there? What the hell? What's going on over there? And it obviously was. And I went up to him, which usually never happens. I usually don't really approach people. But I was feeling some type of way being, you know, a Jet fan. So I was like, hey, Mr. Kraft, real classy organization. You really got a good team. But you guys beat my team every year. And he goes, who's your team? I go, the Jets. And he goes, yeah, we'll continue to. All right, can't be mad about that.
Boss.
And I was like, and he was like, no, he's like, I appreciate it. And shook my hand. I was like, wow, he was actually a cool guy. Cause obviously he was joking around. He wasn't serious.
Yeah.
I'm like, I appreciate that. So I thought it was cool. And then my other buddy, who's a huge Jets fan, said the same thing. And he was just like, and after that, everyone started mobbing him. They're like, all right, everyone back off. I was like, oh, sorry, guy.
Did you get an autograph or no?
No, I have a picture with him.
Ah. Next time you see him, take the picture.
And a whole lot. You know what? That's exactly what happened. So
we're both in agreement that the Saints are going to win. Okay.
Let's put it on record. I think the Saints.
I'll put it on record. I have money on it.
Do you?
I do.
Okay.
Of course I do. I took them. Saints. Future bet. Saints win the Super Bowl. +1,000.
Wow. How much you put down?
1,000 wins. So 1,000 is like 10 to 1. So if you put $100 down, you win $1,000.
Nice.
Yeah. That's how, if anybody knows sports betting, that's the odds. That's how it works. Basically move the decimal.
How did you get into sports betting?
In college. I had a friend of mine. So I played sports in college. I played basketball, college basketball. Always loved sports growing up, just watching sports, enjoyed hockey, basketball, football. And a buddy of mine, who was a basketball player but didn't play on the team, but yeah, we had become really good friends in the later years of my college career. And he was a sports bettor. And we were just, I don't even know how, we were just kind of talking about it one day. And I was like, hey, I want to get into that. So I just started in college and the rest was history. I'm just... It's fun. I enjoy doing it.
Wow.
And I mean, rule number one of sports betting or of gambling in general is you never gamble with rent money. I see people that just gamble like their life away, and I go, "What are you doing?"
I want to know how those people think. What's their thinking process? Like, why? Why are you?
I don't know. I don't do that, so I don't know how they think. The rule number one is you never gamble with rent money, right? It's all planned. Make sure everything else is taken care of, and this is like the play money. Like if you were going to go to the bar and spend money on a drink, or if you weren't going to go buy yourself a new pair of shoes or something, that's the play money. All the bills are taken care of. Everything else is all the important. Your priorities are taken care of. What's left over is your spending money, your beer money, right? Rainy day money.
Yeah.
If you want to, I don't go nuts with it, but I like to play around.
Gives it a little more of an edge.
And it's pretty profitable when you're good at it.
It's not good at it.
It's not gambling if you know you're going to win. Drop the clip.
Words of a gambler.
It's not gambling if you know you're going to win.
That's the most gamblish line I've ever heard in my life.
I know. It's pretty funny, though. That's a great line.
That's a great line. That's a great line.
Did you just eat sofa pizza? Yes. All right, so we said we were going to talk about anything sports, and we're all football. So let's switch it over.
I mean, it's football. It's football season. It's happening. I mean, college football starts this week or next week.
I love Roll Tide.
College football is really fun to watch because they're playing for so much more.
I know.
NFL, just like any other basketball and NBA, when you're watching college, they want to make it to that level, so they're playing their freaking hearts out. When you make it to the professional, you're still playing it out, but now you're getting paid millies.
Who's your team?
Four.
College?
College? Man, I don't really have a college team. I just enjoy this.
Isn't your buddy Ohio State?
My uncle's, my cousin who he plays football with, his younger brother, his older brother is a tight end for Ohio State.
So there you go.
Straight out of Long Island. So shout out to him.
Boom.
Boom.
I'm Roll Tide.
Roll Tide, baby. My brother and my father actually.
Alabama. Alabama. Crimson Tide. Roll Tide.
You should go back to home, which is Greenbow, Alabama. Yeah.
We talked about that. There is no Greenbow, Alabama.
Nope. No such thing.
So, it's funny that you mentioned you love watching the college game because of the fact that they're playing for so much more, right? If you don't perform in your respective sport, you could lose your scholarship, right? Yeah. If you're selected and recruited to play for this school and you're getting a full ride, but then you go and you're just wet the bed and you don't do what you're supposed to do and you just, you don't get good grades, you don't, you know, you're partying left and right, you're not being who you're supposed to be, you lose your scholarship and then all your dreams are...
The big debate with college kids is like, they always ask, like, shouldn't college kids get paid?
Mm-mm. You are getting paid.
You're basically getting a free education.
Yeah, and if you're going to school, these big D1 schools, they're $40,000, $50,000 a year to go. So if you play for 4 years, you're getting almost $250,000 to play the game of football. You are getting paid.
I mean, that's why also Andrew Luck is still in the good because he finished his college education, so he has a college degree. So if he wanted to do something else with his education, he can go that route. So
yeah, I think he was engineering at Stanford too.
Maybe. I mean, I don't doubt it. The guy's a smart dude, so he's either an engineer or something of that high caliber.
I know. But it's funny that when you mentioned watching the college game because of that, they're playing for so much more. That's the same reason why I love watching college basketball. I mean, being a basketball fan, I played basketball in college. I love, my favorite times of year is March Madness. Absolutely love it. I was in Vegas this past March during March Madness. Unbelievable.
Ugh.
Unbelievable. I was there for, I don't know if you remember it, this was when it was Duke versus UCF.
Mm.
Duke versus Central Florida. And this was when they had Zion and Taco Fall. Remember Taco Fall?
Taco?
The guy was like 7'6".
Yeah. Huge dude.
One hell of a game. When they came down to the last, they were up by one. Duke was up by one. The guy missed two layups. They missed two easy layups, and Duke wound up winning the game. I was in the sports book watching at the Cosmo, and it was nuts.
I can only
absolutely imagine. Nuts. People, everybody stopped. All the dealers stopped dealing. The people stopped betting. People walking by the sports book stopped. Everybody was watching the game the last 10 seconds. Epic. It was unbelievable.
Epic.
But I love watching that because the kids are playing for so much more.
Yeah.
So college basketball, I love it. Love it. Love watching college basketball. Love watching college football. My team for basketball is Syracuse. I was always a Syracuse guy. But I enjoy watching the Dukes, the North Carolina, the Michigan State, NC State Wolfpack. I mean, that was the big game with Jimmy V. Remember that game?
Jimmy V.
They have the whole 30 for 30 on it.
I like the Fab Five back in the day.
Yeah, that was Michigan.
Chris Webber, baby.
Yeah, with the famous timeout when they didn't have any.
He's we don't have a timeout. Turn the ball over.
It's another 30 for 30 on ESPN.
Dude, and it's funny that you brought 30 for 30 up in college basketball because I was thinking about a 30 for 30 college basketball one with Boston College when the freaking La Costa Nostra used to shave points off the Boston College team with Henry Hill. He used to go up there. That's a good one.
Did you see the other one with the – who's the guy? I don't know if it was college. What was the guy where the guy was doing lines of coke in the bathroom and was dropping like 45 a game?
Yeah, and he got drafted to the Celtics and then he died.
Unbelievable.
Yes, I know his name too. Oh, my God.
I can't remember his name.
He was the first round pick and then all of a sudden, yeah, no go.
Can't remember. But who's – so since we're on the topic of basketball, who's your basketball team?
I mean,
are you a Knicks fan?
Knicks day, baby, all day.
Knicks? Okay.
Yeah, I mean, I've always. I mean, since, again, they're a heartbreak team. It's hard to, the team has been so mismanaged over the years. Freaking Dolan is just killing everybody and everyone wants Dolan out. But, I mean, I remember going to my first Knicks game against the San Antonio Spurs with Tim Duncan, Tony Parker.
Tim Duncan, with greatest power forwards ever.
Yeah.
In my opinion.
Tony Parker. Eddie Robinson. The vet.
The vet. Robinson was on that team too. Shit.
Yeah, I remember him. Yeah, and then, so I'll never forget. Tip off. Allen Houston gets the ball at the top of the key. Shoots a three. Gets stuffed. Rebounds it. San Antonio Spurs slam dunk. And I was like, well, at least I saw a slam dunk. And that's all I remember of the Knicks game. That Knicks game. My first time going to one. So, it hasn't changed. Getting stuffed and just disappointment since then.
Well, it's like being a fan of any team. It's a roller coaster. Always. You got, if you look at over the course of the year, I mean, you got to ride it. You got to ride the ups and downs, man. What about hockey? You a hockey fan at all?
I like playoff hockey, but speaking of when they're hot, them New York Yankees, though.
Bro.
They on fire. They're crushing it last night. Crushed it last night, baby. I think they were in Seattle. And they've been doing a sick job. I mean, Aaron Judge talking to one of the kids' dads and was like, hey, I'm going to hit a home run for your son, and just knocks one out of the park. And he's the freaking man.
Dude, how about, well, first, I'm going to drop a little quote, a little movie quote, see if you can pick up on it.
Shit.
Why the Yankees so good? Because nobody could take their eyes off the pinstripe.
Yes, I do know that movie.
You know that's from?
Yeah. I know the line. I can't.
Tom Hanks and Leo DiCaprio.
Oh, Catch Me If You Can.
Yes.
Yeah.
So, but anyway, did you see that home run that Bryce Harper hit with the grand slam, the walk-off grand slam? It was like bottom of the ninth.
No.
Down by two runs. There's one out. Bases loaded. Two strikes, two balls, next pitch, cranks it into the upper deck. This was like last week. I mean, when we're filming this was last week.
Doesn't he look like Bryce Harper? If he had a longer beard? Yeah, that's who I thought it was when I first met you.
I get that all the time, Bryce Harper.
I'm sure you do. But
I get that, and I get Conor McGregor.
Yeah, Conor McGregor, a lot taller. But
anyway,
Yankees are doing well.
Yankees, bro.
I met Aaron Judge last year.
He's a big dude.
Yeah, you could say that. I got pretty big hands. I'm 6'2". Got pretty big hands, and I went to go. I was up in Toronto, and I met him, and he came over and just towered me, shook my hand, and I felt like a little girl. I was like, my hands are so small compared to you. Like, hi, I'm Aaron. I was like, holy shit, you're huge, bro.
Did you ever see him when he first came on to the Yankees? He was a rookie. And they had it in Central, I think it was in Central Park, and they were doing some, it's for some show. He dressed up as, and he was being the host of the show and asking people about Aaron Judge.
I love when they do that.
Everybody's saying all this shit.
I love it.
And then
when
he would slowly
that.
Like take it off, and this one guy was kind of looking at him funny. He finally takes it off. He goes, I knew it was you, man. It's the Gap. There's only two Gaps in New York, you and Strahan.
Wow.
I was like, what? You said that to him? Aaron Judge just laughed his ass off. I go, that's fucking
wow, that's
funny.
Good. That's a good one.
You would stray in. Anyway.
But even the Mets are doing pretty good, man. Mets are doing good, too. So it's good to be a New York baseball fan.
All right, here's another sport. Let's go over to this is a sport I know we both love to play. And I actually enjoy watching it as well.
Shout out to Rory McIlroy.
Let's go.
Winning the FedEx.
Golf, baby.
Crushed it. I watched it with my grandfather.
I'm a Rory fan. Well, I'm a big Tiger fan.
Duh.
I love Tiger. I love the striped one. Love Rory. And I love Phil. Phil Mickelson.
Phil's my favorite.
He's
one
just,
reason.
Why is that?
He's a lefty. So is your boy when I golf.
Let's go. I just love him because he's so friendly with the fans. Like, I've seen him when this was at the U.S. Open in Shinnecock, when we went. Apparently, there was a guy that was wearing, like, this big-ass, like, Daffy Duck hat or something. And Phil Mickelson was, like, walking down. The guy's like, come on, touch that, whatever. So he touched the hat, and I think Phil birdied the hole. So the guy followed Phil around, and every, like, shot, he would touch the guy's hat. And it was giving him good luck. And I go, see, I love that. I love seeing him interact with the fans. He's always happy. He's smiling.
Yeah, it was Shinnecock last year, which we saw.
Mm-hmm.
I saw him, and it was Father's Day, and everyone's yelling at him. Everyone's yelling, Happy Father's Day, Phil. You're looking great. Everyone corny stuff. And he's just like, yeah, thanks. And then you have, like, like just some other people that were just completely inexistent, like not even just ignoring them. Then this year at the PGA Tour at Bethpage, I saw Tiger, and everyone's going nuts for Tiger, and Tiger's just like,
oh well, he changed the game of golf.
So. He's just stone cold. He just doesn't even respond to nobody. I'm like, how do you deal with that? Oh God.
Did you ever see the Tiger Phil showdown?
Yeah, for Thanksgiving
in Vegas. Yeah, when they were
that was sick.
I loved. I mean, being a golf fan and being a gambling fan, I loved the fact that on a few of the holes they were just like, "All right, closest to pin for 100," and he goes, "100K, right?" He goes, "Yeah, 100K. Closest to pin for 100K." He goes, "All right,
unreal.
You know, from here, who can get onto the green for 200K or whatever? Longest drive for 300. It was fucking great.
That was unbelievable. That was fun to watch. Eating a nice Thanksgiving meal, posted up on the couch and just watching the two greats battle it out. Kidding me? Come on.
It was fantastic. I loved it. I loved the way it ended, too. Like, they were on a par three, I think. And I think where it was somewhere, one of them three-putted. And I think the other one picked it up. Was like, listen, I'm not going to win on a freaking three-putt. Let's go do it again. Like, such a boss statement. Like, he goes, it's something where he missed the chip or he, like, chipped it. I think he overshot the green, chipped it, and then two putt. So I think the guy's like, all right, I need to two putt this to win the thing. He goes, I'm not going to win off a two putt. He goes, let's go back up and start it again.
I was like last year at Shinnecock when Phil completely missed a putt. He's like, ah, fuck it. And he just picked up the ball and he's like going to the next hole. And they're like, oh, how did he do that? And he's like, fuck this. That was sick. That was a nice ball.
I love it.
So, but that was good. I liked it a lot.
What a sports. I mean, we got everything. I mean,
it's not considered a sport, but I love playing catch football in the pool.
We were doing that in my pool, man.
Ah, that's what made me think of. I'm looking at your pool right now. Had some sick videos. You know what's a good fun to play in the pool? Water basketball. Pool basketball. We used to be at my buddy's house every summer. We used to have tournaments, and we used to go ham in the paint or in the pool, whatever.
Ham in the pool,
and it was so much fun. You used to sweat in the water.
I love it. We used to, my buddy, when we were younger, he used to have one of those little blow up pools.
Yeah,
and we used to have one of those like floating, the floating basketball nets. They just like just float around, and we'd play one on one, and it would be full contact tackle, like NBA Jam, like only dunks count. So you can't shoot it over, only dunks.
He's on fire!
And you'd have to just, you'd go up for a dunk and the other person could just tackle you. We would tackle each other out of the pool because it was like one of those, like, you know, you ever see the blow up cooler look like a half rolled up condom? And you just tackle each other, fall out the pool, water's everywhere, get back in, play again. That was so much fun.
Good times, man.
I'm loving this smoke.
Yeah, it's been box press, right? It's box press.
This is what I love. This is the epitome of what this show is about. You smoke a cigar, you get a good drink, and you just talk. Just have great conversations. Pick a topic. And
I forgot we were even recording. I haven't looked at the camera in a minute.
I was looking it down. I go, shit, we're going to have to end this soon because we're getting out of it. We're getting...
Yeah, how long are we at right now?
We're going. We are at 40-something minutes.
Yeah, let's wrap this bad boy up.
So you want to send it off?
Just going to send it.
Well, before we do... I'd like everybody to comment down below on YouTube. If you're on podcast, if you're listening on podcast, sorry, I don't know if there's a place to comment. Whatever you're listening on, if you're on Apple,
you can leave a review.
Leave a review, whatever. Leave a comment. Let us know what your favorite teams are, whether it's football, hockey, basketball, your favorite player in golf, soccer. We didn't talk about anything. Let us know what team you support, what team you like.
Yeah, most definitely.
If you liked the video, please give it a thumbs up. Please hit that subscribe button so you can see all of our future videos. If you really like the podcast, please give it a rating wherever you're listening. Give it the maximum rating, 5 stars, 100 points, whatever it is. We appreciate all the support from you guys.
Yes, sir.
We love doing this. We enjoy every bit of it. What's that?
Look at the cigar, man.
I know. It's beautiful. It's beautiful.
I don't need to interrupt, but you just love to see it when the smoke just rises.
Anything with a cigar, interrupt all day. Love it.
Love it. Don't like it. Love it.
So, again, thank you very much. We love doing this. Hope you guys love watching this.
Yes.
We're going to finish a cigar. We're going to send it off. I saved a very little last bit of my beer so we can do this.
You too, baby.
And that's it.
This is one gulp. Salud. Cheers to you guys. Thank you very much.